Dick Cheney's boss, George W. Bush, will try to rev up the Republican delegates tonight. The president's speech will be duly noted in the American news media. At least 600 foreign journalists in St. Paul will also report on Mr. Bush's remarks. Many of them, in fact, probably most of them, will welcome an obvious lead story. That's especially true after yesterday's scaled-back opening of the convention, which left foreign reporters scrambling for something to write about. The world's Jason Margolis feels their pain.
Here at the Foreign Press Center, it's basically a gymnasium with some temporary tables, cheap carpeting, and curtains that serve as partitions. Men and women here, wearing credential tags around their necks, sit staring at their computers. They have worried looks on their faces. There's good reason for their concern. There's not much to say. And if you're filing for an Italian newspaper like Mattia Sorbi is, time is running out.
The deadline. We have to, good question, we have to write stories until 3 p.m. this time. After 3 p.m., it's over.
But nothing is supposed to happen between now and then. What's a good foreign reporter to do? Luckily, the news gods delivered a bow-tied gift yesterday, and the overseas journalists here are still buzzing about it.
Well, we're reporting the story which was broke up yesterday, the story about the pregnant daughter of Sarah Palin.
I'm focusing on the pregnancy of the daughter of the vice presidential candidate.
She's not going to have abortion, but she's going to carry the child. It's a beautiful story, very interesting story.
That was Anton Volsky of Russia's NTV channel, Constance Ikokwu from the Nigerian newspaper This Day, and Polish reporter Tomasz Zalewski from the Polish press agency. Yes, Sarah Palin's daughter may be a gripping tale that sells papers from Lagos to Moscow to Warsaw, but does it deserve 2 days of headlines from reporters who were sent across the world to cover a political convention? Isn't there something else? Mexican journalist Jaime Hernandez gave me my favorite response to this question. But Hernandez is a seasoned newsman in a black hole of scoops. He's managed to find the light.
I found something about Cuba and Russia, and I wrote an article related with the Cold War, once again in the Republican platform.
Russian television reporter Vladimir Karamurza seems pleased that the Russia-U.S. rift over what's happening in Georgia remains a strong story for his audience.
Actually, there's an interesting angle to this. The Republican Party of the United States is allied to Putin's party, United Russia. And traditionally, there have been delegations from the United Russia Party at all the Republican National Conventions.
The Republican Party sent an invitation for this year, too. But with the conflict in Georgia and the tough scolding Russia took from John McCain,
the United Russia Party delegation announced they will be canceling their visit abruptly. So actually, for the first time in several conventions, there are no Russian guests present at this convention. There are, however, many Georgian guests present. So this is a kind of a sign of the times.
But what's interesting to a Russian reader may not fly in Nigeria. Poor Constance Ikokwu.
I don't expect anything that has to do with Africa to be talked about here.
Likewise, most Spanish readers don't care so much about U.S.-Russian relations. Marta Torres writes for La Razón, a national newspaper in Spain.
Today I'm going to write an interview with John Voight, the father of Angelina Jolie, which I found him yesterday, and it was like great because, you know, at least I have, you know, something to write, something like...
Yeah, so the Midnight Cowboy rode to the rescue?
Oh, yes. I mean, he saved me because, you know, otherwise, you know, I don't know what, you know, I could have been writing about.
I hinted to Marta that she could interview me for her story and write about what American reporters are saying. But hey, let's face it. John Voight, that's a better headline. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis at the Republican National Convention in St. Paul, Minnesota.